See, imagine what it's like, you know, down there, imagine.
It's probably like an airy prune, isn't
it? Oh, Cal, don't even. Oh, just no.
So I said, get the wine down, you silly bitch, and she did.
Shh, don't talk too loud, she'll hear you.
Oh, bollocks to her. She's off embarrassing herself in the temples, praying about ISIS or some Egyptian bollocks.
Well, at least she ain't shagging her brother, right?
The state of her. All that power and she couldn't even live through a poxy fever. Useless.
Inbreds. Nothing noble about the lot of them. They've been at it for years.
Right under our noses.
Right in front of our faces, you mean? Did you see the pair of them in public? Disgraceful behaviour. Shouldn't be seeing it from that sort.
You're acting like they're better than us. They're not. They're not at all.
Right, you are.
Do you hear that, you stupid twat? We're laughing at you.
Shh. What? There might be guards about.
What? You reckon they're going to crucify us for laughing? You're leading me on.
You never know with the guards. Give them a bit of extra coin, who knows what they'll do or nick you for.
How much wine have you had?
I'm serious.
You're hopeless.
Oh, God. Look at this mess.
He's been among the cattle too often. Do lally tap.
Hey, do you fancy a drink, mate?
Off his head. So sad.
I want to introduce us.
Pardon?
You heard?
You're as mad as him.
Come on, bit. Say hello. Go on, woman.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry, Julia. This is daft. I'm not bothering with...
Julia? Julia Drusilla? My sister?
He has been round the cattle.
How is Elysium, my heart? Jupiter has told me such things.
I've got no idea what you're on about, mate.
Now, I want to see where he goes with this.
He told me you struck the dogs of Hecate down at the crossroads. He said I was with you shackles to the salt, but my spirit was free.
This ain't funny, Cal.
Sister.
It really is.
Drusilla. Hey, my one!
What you doing, mate?
Get off!
Thanks, Cal.
You had it under control. Oh, let's leave this pisshead. Come on.
Yeah.
Julia, please. Julia.
I am with you, brother.
Julia?
You must let me go, Little Boots.
I won't. There will be no joyful voice in Rome again. I swear it on your memory.
Hush. The labor is before you.
There is no joy in the world without you.
Get a grip of yourself. You are Caesar, Lord of the world, God King of the mortal realm. You are not a child of the camps anymore. You are a man of the astral plane. You are the Olympian envoy. You are Gaius Julius Augustus Germanicus Caesar. Your heart beats ichor in rapid swells. Your tongue spreads ash. Your hands reap blood. Your eyes sing truth. Along your back is the dragon's tail, as sharp as all the spines of Typhon.
My head is burning.
It burns with divine knowledge.
Make it stop.
It is the fire of Etna Immortal. It is the flame of Vulcan's forge. It is the cinder that Prometheus stole that girds your spirit with sparks unending. Yours
is the vessel torn from heaven, drunk on the power of a thousand dormant generations, and it will burst upon the world like a great inferno, swallowing all and sundry.
Please.
Embrace it.
I can't.
And sow its wretched seeds among the aching earth, when all shall fear the name of Caligula Phaethon, Lord of Woe, Scion of Doom, the bringer of the end.
I would have been a mighty empress. I would have shut the granary so that the poor would starve. I would have thrown a banquet for slaves and senators alike, and have the slaves castrate the senators. I would have built a monument to whoredom on Palatine Hill, and sold Rome's wives as prostitutes to Ethiopia. I would have replaced the Praetorian Guard with pygmies. I would have shaved the head of any handsome man or woman so that none may look upon beauty that wasn't mine. I would have cut out the tongues of those loyal to me so that their trust would die on their lips. I would have made wonders, Gaius. Oh, the things I would have done, such as the world has never seen, or ever shall.
Why punish loyalty?
Because a loyal Roman is a bad Roman. That is logic.
That is wisdom.
But you, Gaius, you will accomplish my wonders. You must be my legacy.
But how?
That's up to you.
I begged them to save you.
I know. The time for mourning has ended.
What have you got for me this time, big
I'm saying we don't know where he is.
Then your search parties aren't up to the task.
With all respect, Melonia, my best men are out in the streets, hacking down doorways, looking for him.
And yet he is not here.
Then we shall double our efforts.
A week of this. I can't take it.
They'll find him, Melonia. Don't worry.
I didn't come here to worry. My family didn't break its back for me to whimper like this. But this idiot runs off and it's all just...
Much is wrong with the state.
Bold, coming from you.
Drusilla rubbed off on you.
She knew a vulture when she saw one. I see you, circling, waiting.
My loyalty has never wavered. Be careful who you accuse.
We'll see. Find him and I might believe you.
Oh, enough of this squabbling. I'm going to the forum.
The carrion remains.
Pleasure.
No sign of the prodigal.
Still looking.
He'll come when he wants to be seen. It was always the way, even when we were children.
Macro, leave us, please.
Happily.
How are you?
Getting there. Paid off the funeral expenses at least. One more dent in the funds.
She looked so serene.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Drusilla. I was talking about my husband.
Ah, yes. Well, don't worry about the legality. We'll call it self-defense.
Don't misunderstand. I loved Drusilla dearly. She could be difficult, willfully so, but she was my sister. She was warm and loving and not kind or gentle, but warm. She was vibrant.
You've been drinking again.
Aren't you?
Enough to settle my nerves. How much have you had?
Not enough.
You drink too much.
You would too if you've had the life I've had. An endless string of bereavements and financial catastrophes. That's my life.
I know what you mean.
Is this a contest now?
No, not at all. But that's what happens when you're an outcast, isn't it? You're a commodity.
Oh, piss. Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just worried.
You're the most powerful woman in the world. You've got nothing to worry about.
My husband is missing. The people hate me. The Senate hates me. And you might hate me for all I know.
I wouldn't be here if I did. You shouldn't worry about my brother. He can look after himself.
How can you be so blasé? Can you not just...
No. Stop there. You have no right to judge me. Don't even fucking try.
Suit yourself. I do want whatever you're drinking, mind.
Uncle?
He's arrived at the forum, raving out of control.
He's what?
Did I stutter? He's at the forum.
Oh, this'll be a laugh.
Bloody drunk. Right, okay. I've got to go to the forum and get guys. And then... Bloody... Just...
seen the blood that foams at the mouth of the Tiber. I have heard the drums of distant, terrible wars. We are not prepared for the wave that is coming, but I will make us ready. Morning ends here, and preparation begins. The new era is come upon Rome. Let no baleful voice be heard until the time is ready.
Gaius. He's mad. He's bloody mad.
To begin the new era, a general amnesty. Open the treasury for all.
What?
This is hysterical.
Gaius, calm down.
Games! We'll have games to honour the passing of the old age.
Caesar, we can't afford such...
We'll conquer Britannia!
Caesar, please,
and
listen.
The world will know the glory of Rome.
Gaius, please, stop this.
Your emperor has returned. Honour him.
Unbelievable.
Honour him!
Hail Caesar!
Yes, hail! Bring the thunder down upon your heads!
Gaius, you need rest. You can't be doing this. We've been beside ourselves.
Rest is for mortals, my dear. Now, we will begin the...
You will rest, Caesar.
I will.
We will reconvene once the Emperor has recovered. The pressure of governing and the loss of Lady Drusilla have taken their toll on his wits. I'm sure you understand. In the meantime, games and amnesty. Do what is right, gentlemen.
this'll be a laugh.
I don't see the funny side.
You will. It's all you can do after a while.
Shall I get you a drink?
Very presumptuous of you. But yes, that would be lovely.
I'm glad some of us are having fun.
All the fun in the world.
Haven't you a son to care for?
Haven't you a gang to marshal?
Your wine.
Thank you, darling.
Do you revel in lunacy, Agrippina?
I'm sorry.
Do you pleasure in chaos?
Darling, my life has lurched from one vapid chaos to another. A mad brother at the head of the Republic is only one...
Republic? You hear this? The Emperor is insane, no one knows what's happening, and his harpy bries for wine. You're a disgraceful Roman.
And therefore a good Roman.
Insufferable! You and your whole fucking family! I put him there. I put him on that bastard chair. That throne.
You've been drinking, Macro.
Aren't you?
That's what I said.
We're tools to prop up an autocracy, Kyria. We're used and discarded on a whim. I've done such things.
Macro, come on, we'll just...
No! No! I will not be judged by this filth!
Hadn't you better do likewise? My brother has need, I'm sure.
I'm certain. Another time, then.
Uncle, darling, have you been the voyeur this entire time?
I enjoy theatre.
Is there a consensus? I wasn't listening to the rabble.
Clearly.
So?
What is commanded will be done. Keeps the people happy.
He's a popular one, our Gaius, isn't he?
So I'm told. I wouldn't know.
Suppose you don't get out much these days.
Messalina is incorrigible.
Your ear is too attentive to rumour, darling. If she was really playing away, I'd have pried it out of her by now.
And he's completely mad.
He'll recover. You'll see. Drusilla's gone, yes, but he has a replacement.
Melonia won't rein him in.
You thought my sister held him back. You can be so stupid. No. Together, they were unstoppable. Melonia, she'll keep him in check. I've never seen him like that with anyone, and I've never seen anyone talk to him like that and get away with it. She knows what she's doing, the clever sneak.
I am not so certain. You'd do well to keep away from all of this.
Nonsense. I want front row seats for the circus to come.
Our Republic indeed.
All it took was a man with a dream for the Republic to die. A bird on a standard. That's all it ever was.
Ugh.
Our Republic. It's all cocked. Everything's cocked.
How have you lived so long?
Divine intervention.
Oh, stop it.
It's true.
No, Gaius, I don't want to hear it.
I'm telling you, Melonia.
I'm tired of hearing about gods and spectres and prophecy and all that nonsense. What have the gods done for me? What have the gods done for you?
You're not listening to me, Melonia. You're not listening. It's not what they've done.
What is it then?
It's what they're doing.
Present tense.
Yes. Now. In the moment. Imminently. Eternally.
I thought you were wise.
I am. I was also a man before my time. I shaved my full beard when I was 15, you know.
Lies. Barefaced lies.
Kyria knows how it is. Man's man that he is. Look at all this hair. Coppery goodness. Have you ever shaved this thing, darling?
I haven't, Caesar.
It shows. But we have work to do.
What work is this, Caesar?
It concerns your promotion.
I'm sorry?
We've discussed it together, and we've decided that your service merits a more suitable role.
I'm not sure I follow.
Going forward, Kyria, you will be the head of the Praetorian Guard. Congratulations.
With respect, Caesar, Macro holds that position.
We've decided that Macro needs to be rid of.
Why?
We have no doubt that he plans to kill us.
You must have heard his carping.
I have. But I hardly think it tantamounts to treason.
Drusilla thought otherwise. And Drusilla was wiser than any of us.
If he is faltering, it is because of Enya or his marriage to her, at least.
Why are you defending him?
I don't believe he is capable of what you suspect.
Then what is he capable of? He's been completely useless since our ascension, and willful incompetence is far more dangerous than ignorant failure, and he was nowhere to be found when Julia ascended.
We see you as the perfect replacement. You should be honoured.
I am.
Then, do as we command.
Forgive me, Caesar.
It's fine, darling. You know not what you do. Get your guards together and go to Macro's house. Tell him he is under arrest for treason. You will escort him here, and we will pass judgment. Should he resist... Well.
As you wish, Caesar, so shall it be.
Off you trot.
Feisty, isn't he?
He'll do what needs to be done.
I take it they know each other.
Served in the wars. Lopped off barbarian skulls together, side by side. It's beautiful, isn't it?
If there is beauty to be found in slaughter, undoubtedly.
You've never been there, Melonia. You've not seen the tents.
Stop fetishizing death.
My father raised me in those tents. Taught me how to wield a sword, where to strike and when. It was harsh. Cruel, even.
But was it rewarding?
Not immediately, but it taught me that cruelty tempers the will. It steels it against hardship. It teaches you when to lower the head and when to bend the knee. With Drusilla gone, I know now that cruelty is the true force behind everything. It will be my standard and my seal.
Gaius, come.
If Rome was just one neck, I would break it.
Gaius.
When I was 7, after father died, mother took me back. One by one, she and my brothers were banished for dissent. I watched my father's own men take them away. To Pandateria in the Pontine Islands, where they starved to death. On Capri, I saw half-formed creatures dance and writhe beneath a whip before an axe came down upon their legs, then arms, then head. I tried to pretend it wasn't happening, that it was all a dream, but Drusilla knew better. She embraced it, and she taught me how. We walked together in the blood they left behind, and I soon came to realize that there was artistry in death. I began to watch Tiberius's spectacles with interest. It's like a sculpture. You start off with marble, and then you slowly pick and chip away at it for untold hours until you have a masterpiece. That's what my empire will be. A masterpiece. It's only my head. Don't worry. It's getting better all the time.
You're not well, Gaius.
Oh, I am.
You haven't rested.
I have. Oh, I see.
What?
You think I've had an epiphany, don't you? No. These thoughts, they've never left me. They've pounded in my skull in fits and starts ever since I can remember. But now I will enact them.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Just try to understand.
I'm not sure I can.
You don't have to. Just be here.
I'll try.
Thank you.
You can talk to me if you need to.
Thank you. I will.
Come on.
Enya?
I thought I'd come to see you.
Why?
I heard you'd gone off the rails.
According to whom?
Agrippina.
And you believed her?
She's right.
Where have you been?
Away.
Of course.
She really was right, you know. You're a wreck.
She's not. I should receive honours.
You should never have looked for him in the first place.
What was I supposed to do?
Do nothing. And let him die in a wilderness somewhere.
He came back of his own accord.
None of it matters anyway. I've seen my fill.
Don't leave.
Why?
I don't know.
Of course you don't.
I need you here. Please, Enya. Don't leave.
We're damaged, Micro. I have awareness enough to see that. You don't. You will always be enthralled to that tumour. There is nothing I can do to sway you. You're afraid of him, so you do nothing. I am not afraid. You're pathetic.
Just stay.
You have no right to demand.
I'm begging.
Oh, so you're no different from the rabble on their knees in the streets.
I'm not.
And now you're pitying yourself. You just don't know where to stop, do you?
Please, don't leave me.
Give me one reason.
I need you.
I don't need you.
Since you've left, I've been... I don't know. I can't be without you.
Too late. I've seen what I came here to see. And it's as desperate and as pathetic as... You'd better get that.
Kyria?
Macro.
What brings you here at this time?
Just a night visit. I thought you'd be used to them. It's good to see you...
Why are you here?
I came to see Macro.
Answer the question.
There must be a reason other than civility at this time of night.
I had rather hoped to avoid this.
Avoid what?
I won't mince words.
What is the meaning of this?
The Emperor requests your presence, Macro.
For what purpose?
Under pain of death.
What?
I don't believe it.
You can either come willingly, or you will not leave this room alive.
So it is.
This can't be happening.
Don't be rash, Macro.
He will execute me, won't he?
I don't know.
What do you believe? I put him on the throne. On that high chair where he gives these orders like a king. It's absurd. You were right, you know.
Please, friend.
I will not bend the knee to have him swing the axe. Not him.
Don't make me do this.
I won't.
Bring the body.
He won't have it.
Enya, for the love of the gods, please just...
He will not have it.
You will not be reasoned with. Bring her alive.
There is no reason left in the world. Only his bestial logic. Come on, you slaves. Take it.
It must have been difficult for you to adjust.
Not as difficult as you might think, honestly. I've lived in Rome before, and it's not much different now than it was then. Though I'll admit, at least some part of me would like to return to Baiae. It's a change, I suppose. Whether it's for the better remains to be seen.
It's nice to have someone to talk to.
You've been so good to me since I've arrived. I'm very appreciative.
It gets terribly boring without someone to talk to, you know. I don't have much of a chance at home, in all honesty.
You get out, surely?
Oh, as much as possible. I'd go mad otherwise.
Do you, get up to much when you're out?
Honestly, I just wonder. I don't visit the, shall we say, the usual haunts for senators' wives or what have you. Don't often get recognised either.
I've heard of some places you go.
Oh, and how much weight do you give to baseless rumours?
I like to give a wide berth. Not that it bothers me, of course.
Listen. People see a young woman like me, married to Claudius, who's, let's call him an older man. And of course they'll make assumptions. It's something I fully expected when we married. I'm sure you've heard similar things with yourself and Gaius.
Only that I'm older than him. You can imagine the rest.
A mature woman.
And more besides.
In any case, I think you're a godsend.
Why's that?
Well, right. Don't tell anyone this, but...
That's a brave thing to say.
I trust you.
That's braver. Are you sure?
Fairly.
You must be absolutely certain in these matters, Messalina. How do you think these rumours are spread in the first place? They're traded on latchless tongues.
Are you saying you're a gossip?
Not anymore. Go on.
All right. I'm only saying this because... Well, yes. I never liked Drusilla. All told, I thought she was vile.
That's my sister-in-law.
Was.
That's neither here nor there.
Either way, she was a horrid woman. And she was, really, vile to the core. And being honest, I'm glad she's dead.
Your point being?
You're a far better influence in her place, is my point.
On Gaius?
On Rome.
It's a bit too early to suggest that, I think.
I don't think so. The people inevitably see their leaders as a symbol for the health of the state. Or at least that's what I think.
That sounds more like Claudius.
Not at all. I have my own thoughts, Melonia, thank you.
All right. Carry on.
Well, you and Gaius together are beautiful. Honestly, it's lovely to see. And the people see that too. What he and Drusilla shared, whatever that was, it was unnatural. And I couldn't go 5 steps in Rome without hearing about it when she was alive.
You were only just telling me about the dangers of wanton rumour, and you stand here parroting another.
I'm not telling you anything you haven't already seen, am I not?
I never saw them in the manner that you're suggesting. I saw 2 people who loved each other deeply, perhaps deeper than anyone I've ever known.
Which is precisely what made it so unnatural.
Perhaps. But whatever the nature of that love, it was true.
That doesn't mean it was good.
I suppose. We're all still reeling from her death, in one form or another.
I'm not entirely convinced, but I respect your candour.
As I do yours. Thank you.
Thank you.
Will you be at the feast later? I ought to be making my preparations.
Oh, it depends. Claudius has been shutting me away a bit recently, so I'll have to see what he thinks.
Do you not think for yourself?
I trust him.
He doesn't seem to trust you.
I live in hope.
Don't we all?
Okay.
Welcome, one and all. I've called you all here for a reason, which I imagine will make itself deathly apparent. I'm glad you're all seated. We've prepared this ourselves, you know. Well, Melonia was tired, so I prepared it. We're good like that. We carry each other. That is why she is worthy of me.
Get on with it, Gaius.
Sister, please. I'm surprised you didn't bring your misbegotten spawn to stain proceedings. Be courteous.
Brute.
Scrotum. As I was saying, I prepared your food myself, and I went to the trouble of securing one of our finest poets to regale us. Lepida? Lepida is something of a wonder, don't you know? I found her on my travels in our fine Roman streets, and she stunned me with the power of her verse. A regular Sappho.
What a scrawny thing.
Isn't that a marvel?
Thank you, Caesar.
Go on, then. Regale.
You must have picked her up off the streets. Oh, what force has upthrust its forlorn intent in the bosom of our Roman meek? The piety of priests, ill-begotten soothsays, wandered comets, none of these can grasp the great malforming diviner that so idly crawls upon the marble plain, bedecked in Roman plate and speaking Latin tongue.
That will do, Lepida.
Caesar?
Sit down. Let us express our appreciation. Now, let's eat.
Claudius?
Hmm?
Where is Messalina tonight?
She's at home, Your Grace.
I was rather hoping to see her.
Are you worried I'll fuck her, Uncle?
Gaius!
No, Caesar.
Fuck her useless brains out, like Polybus here.
Enough, Gaius!
Isn't that right, Polybus?
I don't know what you mean, Caesar.
Yes, it was around the corner from the forum. Like wanton rabbits.
Caesar!
Control yourself, Gaius!
It's probably true, in fairness.
Ha! See? Aggie understands.
That's not at all.
I could have all your throats slit. Carry on. I've not the patience for this.
What?
Gaius, really?
What is this?
This? What? This? This is macro. This is sedition. This is what it looks like. Look long and hard at it, lovelies.
You've had your fun, Gaius.
Kyria! As I am severe, I am merciful.
Gaius! Enough.
Enya here attempted to kill Kyria and his men. If I let her go, she would attempt to kill me. By all rights, I should have her executed. It is what a traitor deserves. But I won't do it. This is mercy. You will learn mercy, as will our Enya.
I will. Kill you.
No, you won't. Release her.
Gaius, please, there's no telling what she's going to do.
Do as I tell you, Kyria. Now's your chance, Enya. You see what my mercy has done? it has rendered her immobile. She is so grateful for my mercy that she can do nothing. She will live. And she is thankful. Let's eat then. Lepida, do you have anything to say?
I don't think so, Caesar.
That's all right. It would probably be drivel anyway. In fact, come here. Sit down. Not there. Here. On the floor.
I preferred her where she was.
That's a shame.
Would you pass the wine, Gaius?
Certainly, darling.
Claudius!
Oh, yeah. Caesar, if I may, then...
What is it, Uncle?
I've spoken with the senators, and I feel it only appropriate that we should discuss the finances in the treasury. They've taken an awful hit.
This is a private dinner, Uncle, and not intended for matters of state. You shame yourself. But continue.
We cannot afford to hold these circuses on the current schedule.
Why not?
There simply isn't enough money left.
I wasn't speaking to you.
There isn't enough money left.
The people disagree.
With respect, the people are not economists.
Neither are you. You have advisors.
Oh, I...
Because you're too stupid to handle it yourself, eh? I have no advisors, and I rule an empire. What's your excuse?
I have none, Lord.
Marvellous! Shall we, then? You look like you have something on your mind, Quintus.
The matter is not settled.
I say it is.
That is not acceptable.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There's not enough money coming in. This needs a resolution. Fortunately, I'm adept at providing answers to a conundrum. The state needs money, so we need to find some. On this we agree?
Certainly.
I propose, therefore, that we repossess Senator Quintus's estate with immediate effect.
Excuse me?
You've got all that money lying around. It would be a shame to let it waste away.
Caesar, I...
Polybus has hit upon a wonderful suggestion, and I suggest we accept it.
This is unconscionable.
You should be proud, Polybus. Let's give him a hand, eh?
Caesar, I don't think that's what Polybus intended.
Gentlemen, there is something here that you're not quite grasping. When I say I could have all your throats slit, it is not merely in my humour to say so. It is because I could have all your throats slit on the faintest whim. Some of you might call it caprice. I call it divine right. You do not question Jupiter's promiscuity, or Bacchus' inebriation, or Juno's cruelty. So why do you question my judgment? I am as worthy of unquestioning worship as any other god. Is Neptune more deserving than I? Or Venus? Or Isis? Or Mithras? There is a fire in my skull that burns eternal. It is the flame of Vulcan's forge. It is the blaze of heaven's thunderbolts. And it never stops.
Gaius, come on. Please?
No, let him. We could all use some levity.
I'm here, darling. I'm here.
I thought we'd already peaked.
You watched her die and all you have is scorn!
Stop, there's nothing she could have done!
Are you happy? Knowing that you will die, are you happy? Knowing that all things die, are you happy still? Man lives in all his dreadful, stomping ignorance. He stands at the gate of eternity and then he shrivels before the sum of his years. The weight of life is too much. He dies because he is unhappy. You hate me. I know. It's absurd. All of it. Isn't it?
I'm here.
We will retire. Eat what you like.
Go on like this.
No, we can't.
He's taking my fucking house!
Something must be done!
Yes.
The woebegone speaks.
He must die.
And how do you propose this?
By cooperating.
You're his sister.
You'd be a fratricide.
I am beyond caring.
Then how?
We wait for the right time. And we use the right people.
Kyria.
The head of the Praetorian Guard.
The Praetorian Guard that Caligula has in his pockets.
He's a lapdog.
He's a pragmatist. He knows how Caligula treats those loyal to him.
I will have no part in this.
Go then.
I will not kill my nephew, no matter what he has become.
He wouldn't afford you the same luxury.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I thought you were a Republican, Uncle. Let him live with his shame.
You are prepared to do this?
He is no more my brother than I am his sister.
And what of Melonia? She will not stand idly by.
She will die alongside him.
As it must be. One of you will pass a letter of my writing to Kyria when the opportunity presents itself, so that we may meet him outside the palace. I'd do it myself, but I dare say I won't be welcome here again. Until then, continue as normal.
Very well.
Just one thing. Enya and I alone will meet with him.
Why?
He'd be wary of a larger group.
And then?
We will send for you when you are needed.
Very well.
Shall we?
I'll walk by myself.
With his head?
Yes.
Are you staying then, girl?
I've nowhere to go. He plucked me off the streets.
There's room at my house, unless you prefer squalor.
I don't think I do.
I've always wanted a poet to follow me around.
It would be my pleasure.
All mine.
Little Boots. An audio drama in four parts is written by Daniel Abbott. Calpurnia and Agrippina were played by Anna Sharrett. Julia and Drusilla were played by Jessica Gittins. Gaius was played by Mike Fish. Macro was played by Baniodis Venezi. Melonia was played by Catherine Mary. Kyria was played by Owen Watts. Claudius was played by Ben Moore. Polybus was played by Patrick Young. Messalina was played by Georgia Sean Clark. Lepida was played by Hannah Ray Sefton. And Quintus was played by Alex Dybell. This audio drama was produced by Blood, Sweat & Tea Productions in collaboration with Awaken Productions.